100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
Well, what are some of those ways your home and also, I mean, I'm thinking too, going out on a vacation this weekend, your home and auto insurance protect when you're traveling? What are some of these considerations to think about?
Happily, a lot of the protections that you enjoy, you know, when you're driving around where you live or when you're, you know, in your home and now you're traveling and staying somewhere else, many of those protections extend, and we'll get into that more in a second. But I think the first thing I would recommend, and many insurance companies offer this, is make sure that you have roadside assistance. So, you know, even though you may do some preventative maintenance, which is always recommended, sometimes breakdowns happen anyway. And, you know, make sure that your insurance company, they should have it or offer it, either with the policy or something you can get supplemental, is some kind of emergency road service coverage. And these things can reimburse you for towing expenses. Maybe you've got to deliver fuel. I was going to a family reunion a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was literally on like the last drops. and I was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I used the Waymo app.
Uh-huh.
It didn't even know where the heck I was. So, yeah, having the ability to get, you know, have someone bring
gas. Did you have to call somebody to bring you gas?
I called my wife and she was not too thrilled. She's like, "What?
Uh-oh.
What kind of idiot are you?"
Who did I marry?
she was my emergency road service. If you can arrange for that, and sometimes, you know, there might be a breakdown, so you can get repair parts and get breaks on labor charges. So make sure that you've got all that squared away. The other thing that I'll point out that's also important is sometimes, you know, you break up the trip. You may start off driving, and then maybe you give it to your spouse or you give it to, you know, one of your older kids. Typically, your insurance coverage extends to people that you allow to drive your vehicle, you know, licensed drivers who were permitted to drive your car, even teens with learner permits. And a lot of parents do that on a road trip. If you're in, you know, getting a graduated driver's license, you got to get those road times in. That can be a chance to do that, to give them experience, because, you know, it's hard to come by.